We hear a lot about the seemingly insurmountable challenges facing our ocean, yet the ocean has some powerful friends working on its behalf, too. Beth Lowell, campaign director for Oceana, is one of them. Oceana is the largest international advocacy group working solely to protect the world's oceans, and she's here to talk today with me about some success stories of 2013. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, first the bad news. I know it's all too easy to get bogged down with sad stories about the state of the ocean, but where are we?
Well, it is true. There's a lot to be frustrated about. Ocean acidification impacts many marine species, especially those that have shells. Offshore drilling, we all know the dangers of that. Bycatch, where unintended fish and marine wildlife is tossed overboard. Seafood fraud, where seafood is swapped out all around the country. And on top of that, ocean pollution, habitat destruction. You know, the list can go on and on.
Okay, and from your position as an advocate for the oceans, where do you see successes?
Sometimes our successes are baby steps in a longer-term goal, but these have real impacts on the oceans. For example, the use of seismic air guns in the Atlantic was recently delayed. This was a huge victory for Oceana. Seismic air guns are used to look for oil and gas deposits deep below the ocean floor, but the process of using these are really harmful to marine wildlife. The government's own estimates show that the use of seismic air guns in the Atlantic will injure and possibly kill 138,500 dolphins and whales, including critically endangered North Atlantic right whales, of which there are only approximately 500 left in the world.
Well, where else do you see progress?
We also see progress with sea turtles. Loggerhead sea turtles have been listed under the Endangered Species Act since the early 70s, yet their populations have not yet recovered. One of the main reasons is that their habitat, the places that they call home, where they feed, migrate, and nest, are not protected under the law. So after many years of litigation, the National Marine Fisheries Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service proposed areas for critical habitat protections. These include both onshore and in-water areas. This is a big first step in conservation efforts for loggerhead sea turtles, but of course, still more work needs to be done. Oceana believes that they left out some key areas, so we have provided scientific reasons to expand the designation, and we expect a final critical habitat designation in 2014.
Looking ahead to 2014, where do you see the greatest potential for positive change?
First is bycatch, which is the incidental catch of non-target fish and marine mammals and sea turtles and other marine wildlife that are caught while commercial fishing. On average, about 1 pound of fish is discarded for every 5 pounds caught. So we'll be redoubling our efforts to reduce and eliminate bycatch in fisheries all across the U.S. Second, with seafood fraud, we have the potential to change how this country deals with our fish once it's caught. By requiring bait-to-plate traceability, we can ensure that the seafood sold in the United States is safe, legally caught, and honestly labeled. And people can get personally involved in any of these issues in the upcoming year.
Thank you for sharing some of the year's success stories with us, Beth. We have a lot more information about how to get involved and to become an Oceana Wavemaker. Visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.